here in Heselba, Georgia. My name is Pastor James People, and I hope that you have your spiritual antennas out so you can receive this morning and hear what death said the Lord to you individually. So I welcome you this morning, Facebook friends, partners, and Agape, of course. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're just going to bless the Lord for a few minutes, give him some thanks and give him some praise. I want you to know, if it had not been for him, we wouldn't be here today. He brought us through another challenging week. So we do want to give him some glory, want to give him some honor, and just thank him for his love. He didn't have to do it, but he did. So keep that in mind and rejoice in the Lord in spite of what you're going through, in spite of what you're facing. This is a time right now that we all are facing something. We all have our own challenges, but none of them is too great for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen and amen for that. Yes, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So we're gonna pray, and we're just gonna get right into it. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Almighty God. We thank you, Almighty God, for this day, and we thank you for the blessing of it. Lord, I pray for those that's under the sound of my voice. Holy Spirit, speak to them in a supernatural way. Speak to their hearts and minds that, Lord God, they'll know they have heard from heaven. Lord, I ask you to bless us spiritually, physically, and financially. Lord, we're living in perilous time. But Lord, nothing caught you by surprise. You knew it from the beginning that we'll be in this day and this time. And Lord, I just pray that you do what you do. You already know what you're going to do. You already know the end of this situation that we are facing, this pandemic. Lord, I just pray, Father. Pray for those out there. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to bless them, spiritual, physical, and financial. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. 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 Well, I just want to say thank you. I just want to give God the glory, give God the honor. Because if it wasn't for him, none of us, and I mean none of us, would be here this morning. I want you to know that alarm clock didn't wake you and I up this morning. If it had not been for him having his angels encamped around about us, watching over us, keeping us from any danger, and keeping us from any harm, we wouldn't have made it. We wouldn't have woke up this morning. So we just want to thank him and give him some glory for that. And as we began to search the scripture this morning, I pray that no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, I want you to know that Jesus is Lord in that area. I want you to know that God got your back. I want you to know he already know what he's going to do in your situation. Whether it be a financial need, whether it be a marriage problem, no matter what, that spouse could have came to you and say, hey, I'm leaving. I'm tired. I can't take no more. and you was devastated. But I want you to know, it's not over with yet. You just trust God, believe God. And you might be one of those that went to work and they brought you the pink slip. They say, we got to cut back. We got to downsize. And your mortgage is due. Your kid's college is getting ready to be put on hold. Even in that situation, he got your back, saying, he's with you, he's for you, and he say he'll never leave you. I don't care what you're facing, what you're going through. And we all do. Watch this here. We all do face challenges. We all do have battles that we have to deal with. We have battles that we have to contend with, whether it's be family, jobs, or just temptation. The enemy is always going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. And he'll come. You might get rid of him. You might put the word on him now. But he goes and comes and catch you at your weakest point. He tried to catch you when you are the most vulnerable. But I want you to know, God is on our side, saying, we're going to make it. We're going to make it through this here, individual, then collective. We're going to make it through whatever you're facing, whatever battle that you are dealing with today. And that's what I'm going to be talking about. The battle don't belong to you. The battle is. It belongs to the Lord, no matter what it is, no matter what you're facing. So let's just rest in that. So with that in mind, the battle belongs to the Lord. Say, we don't have to fight in the natural. We don't have to fight physically. Because God is in control, God gonna fight for you and I, no matter what the situation is. Now, that don't mean that we just sit down and do nothing. We're going to look at some things that while God doing what he does best, that's some action that we have to take. And number one, we just have to be obedient to what he says and trust him and believe in him. Let's just start over here in the book of Chronicles. Let's see what the book of Chronicles say. What's our part and what's his part? Let's go to the book of 2 Chronicles 20. And I tell you, it's a lot of meat in that whole chapter there. Chronicles 20 verses 1 through 30. But we're not going to read the whole chapter there. But we're just going to start at verses number 12 and drop down to 15. Just going to read some scripture there that to let you know what our part is. And I want you to know, saint, the battle belongs to the Lord. The battle belongs to the Lord. He gonna fight your battle. He gonna defeat your enemy. He gonna defend you in whatever you face and whatever you go. He gonna do it, and he promised that he would. And we're going to see something. And then as the Lord began to fight our battle, like I say, that don't mean that we just sit back. That don't mean that we just going to wait and watch. No, it's something that you and I need to be doing. And number one is praising him and thanking him and worshiping him and just being obedient to what he say. He'll speak to your heart and let you know what you need to do.